Dr. Tim White from the Department of Media Journalism and Film here at Missouri State University is here to talk about kind of a crown jewel, really, for the department every year, because, as always, seems like Springfield, Missouri is the only Missouri venue for this international event.
That's right.
This event being the, in this case, the 19th annual Manhattan Short Film Festival, and it will be a week from tomorrow in Plaster Student Union Theater starting at 7 p.m. All right, as usual, there were a lot of films submitted by film producers in more than 50 countries this year.
Right. 844 entries this year, and it's boiled down to 10 that we're going to see Saturday.
Now, who is it that boils down that huge number?
Well, the Manhattan Short Film Festival Committee watches all these things, and there's a lot of movies to watch.
No kidding. Yeah. Well, good
and,
grief.
It takes a year, you know, for them to go through all these movies and boil it down to 10. But they always come up with 10 really good films.
And the idea behind the Manhattan Short Film Festival is that there are cities all over the world where audiences gather and watch the 10 short films and then vote for the ones that they think are the best ones. And then those votes get tallied.
Right.
At the central location in New York.
And it takes place over a week. And like you said, these films are shown all over the world. And the results are sent back to New York. And then a few days after it ends, we get the results and we post those. But at the end of our screening, we will post the results of what people here in Springfield thought.
What films are being, and what countries and everything are being represented this year?
Well, we have, like you said, 10 films. There are eight different countries. Only one from the United States this year. But
that's usually the way it is. It seems like there are more than one or two.
Right. Well, I mean, I think part of that is that in a lot of other countries that don't have necessarily thriving feature film industries, there are a lot of people making short films. And so I think some of those countries probably show up more often, although this year we have two films from France and two from Australia, and you can't say that those don't have
thriving feature film industries.
Especially France.
Yeah.
But there's one from the Netherlands. There is one from Germany, one from England, and Norway. Norway usually has a film. And we have one from Russia, too, this year, which should be interesting.
Now, let's define what they mean by a short film.
Generally, they mean under 30 minutes.
Okay.
And most of these films are somewhere around 10. There is one that is 18 minutes, and there's also one that is only 5 minutes long. But generally, we're talking about a movie that's less than 30 minutes.
These aren't necessarily I don't know if they ever include, or do they include documentaries? I can't remember if they do or not. Or are these almost always narrative films?
Yeah, they're almost always narrative films, and maybe films that sort of push the limits of what narrative actually is.
You'll see a lot of experimental things.
Right. Generally, and with the animation, often we get those kinds of non-narrative films.
Not always live action, but there are usually very innovative animated films.
Right. In fact, last year, two of the animated films were nominated for Oscars, and one actually won the Oscar for Best Animated Short. That was the one I liked best. Nobody else here liked it, but I liked it.
And you can now say I was right.
That's right. I was right.
Now, the admission, again, we'll give the time and date and location, Plaster Student Union Theater here on the MSU campus next Saturday, the 24th, and the film showings start at 7 p.m., doors open at 6:30. Admission will be $10, and the proceeds go to support the MSU Digital Film Production Scholarship in the Media Journalism and Film Department.
Right. And just so people know that this money is being put to good use, on my way over here, I just got news that one of the films that was produced by one of our students in the Electronic Arts program, a movie called Counting to 1,000, has been chosen for 5 film festivals, and the lead actress was just chosen to star in the new Pacific Rim film, and that's Kaylee Spaney. I wanted to give a call out to her, and Josh Pfaff was the director of that film. So our students are doing good work, and we want to keep supporting them as much as we can.
Good work that gets recognized
right.
in major places. So, yeah, this showing each year of the Manhattan Short Film Festival is a fundraiser for the scholarships in the media journalism and film department.
And all the money we take in goes to the scholarship fund.
Parking should not be a problem.
No, it's in lot 24, which is at the corner of National and Grand. People can also park at Bear Park North, the park and ride facility,
right,
and take the shuttle over to Plaster Student Union.
Now, what else will happen? I mean, it won't just be one after another showing of the 10 films. There'll be other things going on.
That's right. We actually will have some door prizes. We have DVDs of movies that have been produced by our students. Mm. I think we have something like 12 of those DVDs, something like that. And so people should hang on to their tickets because we will have that drawing in the intermission between the two halves of the show.
Are tickets available in advance, or should it be purchased at the door tomorrow, next Saturday night?
Purchased at the door. And people don't need to worry that they won't get, you know, tickets because we always have plenty of seats. I do want to let people know, though, that we're not set up to take credit cards. So we will take checks and we'll take cash. As much cash as you can give us, we will take. But we will take checks, but we can't take credit cards.
Okay, no credit cards, but cash or preferably cash or checks.
Right.
And again, it's $10 admission. Proceeds support the MSU Digital Film Production Scholarship. And you will have what is a unique chance in the state of Missouri. Kansas City doesn't host this. St. Louis doesn't host this. Columbia doesn't host this for Missouri. MSU does. The Missouri part of the International Manhattan Short Film Festival. It is next Saturday night, starting at 7 in Plaster Student Union Theater. And you can contact Tim at 836-5218 or email trwhite@missouristate.edu for specifics about the MSU showings. And you can find out about the full worldwide Manhattan Short Film Festival at their website, manhattanshort.com. All kinds of info there about the films and showings all over the world. And
They also, on their website...
That will be where they will announce the winners.
Right. Well, I also put it on our Facebook page, the department, Media Journalism and Film Department Facebook page.
Okay.
But if people have gone to the past screenings and there are some movies that they really liked, you can buy DVDs of their past films. But that's about the only way you can see these films, because these are not shown commercially. And they're not on TV, so this is
which is really kind of a shame. They should they should be propagated more widely than they are. But this is a good chance for about 300 or 400 people to fill Plaster Student Union Theater next Saturday night and see some extraordinary internationally produced films.
We always have people from Arkansas, from Kansas City, from St. Louis, because, like you said, this is the only way they're going to see these films.
Yes.
Around here.
And again, that is next Saturday night at 7. Plaster Student Union Theater. Pay at the door, either cash or check. It's $10. Proceeds benefit MSU's Digital Film Production Scholarship. The 19th Annual Manhattan Short Film Festival. Only place to see it anywhere in the state of Missouri is at the MSU campus and Plaster Student Union Theater next Saturday evening. Have we left out anything people need to know?
A good time will be had by all, I hope.
There you go. That's the best thing to add at the end. Dr. Tim White from the Department of Media Journalism and Film at Missouri State University. Appreciate you being here.
Thank you.
Thank you.